Chapter 2. The gala performance for the two managers continued. Everyone in the audience was pleased with the music and the singing. One of the singers in particular gave great pleasure. This was Christine Daae. She was new to the opera and she had not sung many important roles before. She was not one of the best singers at the opera house. That night, however, she sang some short pieces from the famous operas Romeo and Juliet and Faust. Her voice was strong and pure. No one had heard anything like it before. They were astonished by the beauty of her voice. There was one man in the audience who listened to Christine Daae with special intensity. This was the young Vicomte de Chagny, Raoul. He had come to the performance with his older brother, the Comte de Chagny, Philippe.
"She never sang like that before,"
Raoul said quietly to his brother.
"But she looks so ill."
Raoul went backstage after the performance. He made his way to Christine Daae's dressing room. He knocked and entered the room. The singer looked at him with a strange expression on her face. She did not look well.
"Monsieur,"
she said very quietly.
"Who are you?"
Raoul went over to the singer's sofa and kissed her hand.
"I am the little boy who went into the sea for your scarf," he said softly.
Christine began to laugh at his words. Raoul became red with anger and stood up.
"I can see that you do not want to remember me,"
he said coldly.
"But I have something important to tell you. Very important."
"Please come back when I am better,"
Christine said. Raoul walked out of the dressing room. He stood for a few moments in the corridor outside. He was in love, and he did not know what to do. He approached the door once again. He was about to knock on it when he heard a man's voice in the room.
"You must love me, Christine,"
the voice said.
"How can you say that?"
Christine's voice replied.
"I only sing for you. You know that."
"Are you tired?"
the man asked her tenderly.
"I gave you my soul tonight,"
Christine said.
"I'm very tired now."
"It was beautiful,"
the man's voice said.
"The angels wept to hear you sing this evening."
Raoul moved away from the door. He was suffering very badly. Suddenly, he decided that he wanted to see the man that Christine loved. He waited in the corridor. After a few minutes, the singer came out of the dressing room. The corridor was dark, and she did not see him. Raoul pushed open the door and looked inside. The room was empty. Monsieur Debienne and Monsieur Poligny were the two managers who were retiring from the opera. They had attended the gala performance and they were now having dinner with some of the staff. The room was a large one and there were many people around the table. The conversation was lively and joyful. Suddenly, people at the table began to whisper excitedly to each other and to point at a strange figure who was standing at one end of the table. He was wearing a dress suit and his face was yellow and thin. It looked like a skull.
"The opera ghost,"
people were whispering to each other.
It's the Phantom of the Opera!
The strange figure took no notice of the remarks that people were making. After a few minutes, he looked up.
The ballet girls are right,
he announced loudly.
The death of poor Bouquet was not suicide.
Debienne and Poligny were shocked. They had not heard of the scene shifter's death. They looked at the strange man, and then they stood up hurriedly. They made a quick sign to the two new managers to join them, and then they left the room. Soon, Debienne and Poligny were sitting in their office, talking to the new managers, Monsieur Richard and Monsieur Monchamin.
We've given you all the help we can, gentlemen,
Monsieur Debienne said to the new managers.
There is just one final thing you need to know about the opera. It's the question of the ghost.
Monsieur Richard smiled. He did not believe in the stories about the ghost, and he thought Monsieur Debienne was joking.
What does the ghost want?
He joked.
It's simple, really,
Monsieur Poligny replied. He showed the two new managers a document.
It's all written down here.
Monsieur Richard looked at the document. It was the lease for the opera house. He passed it to Monsieur Monchamin and they read it together.
The managers of the opera must pay the opera ghost 20,000 francs a month, 240,000 francs a year. They must also keep box 5 available for him for every performance.
That's why we're leaving,
Monsieur Debienne explained.
We can't bear the ghost.
That's right,
Monsieur Poligny agreed.
It's hard enough managing the opera, but it's impossible with the ghost here.
The new managers were convinced that all the talk of the ghost was simply a joke. They smiled politely. They were soon very busy with their new responsibilities, and they forgot about the ghost. A few days later, they received a very surprising letter in the post. The handwriting was childlike, and the letter was written in red ink.
You have not kept box 5 for me, as we agreed. If you want to live in peace, you must give me back my box. Opera ghost.
The next day, the managers received another letter from the ghost. There was the same childlike handwriting and the same red ink. This time, he demanded his monthly payment of 20,000 francs.
It's just Debienne and Poligny,
Monsieur Richard told his colleague.
They've started this stupid joke about the ghost, and they're continuing with it. We'll ignore it, that's all.
The two managers decided to sell Box 5.